Well, let's head to Europe now to hear what's happening there. And joining me is journalist Kai Nebe, joining us from Deutsche Welle in Bonn, Germany. Kai, good morning to you. But I hear that Chinese leader Xi has concluded his state visit to Russia.
Yeah, this is true. Of course, it was a huge event, not because President Xi of China actually visited Europe, but it has big repercussions here because this big state visit of Xi to Russia was kind of seen like, how is China actually looking at this Ukraine war? What kind of links is China actually wanting to establish with Russia, and what kind of plan is going to be set up? Now, of course, before this, specifically regarding the war in Ukraine, China had actually set out a 12-point peace plan that it suggested was a basis in which there could be a path to peace from the war in Ukraine. But unfortunately, that has been roundly criticized by the Western allies, mainly because it doesn't actually call for Russia to leave the territory of Ukraine and calls for a ceasefire. And there's a lot of suspicion about that. However, Xi's visit also from a European perspective was quite fascinating, because here in Europe, it's sort of seen as Xi and China actually flexing their muscles and showing that they're able to go to Russia at a time where Russia is diplomatically isolated, and offer Russia a situation where they probably would not have had beforehand. The other big question that a lot of Western analysts were asking was this going to be a sign where China was actually going to offer military support? So far, there's absolutely no evidence to support that. So that's something that is being looked at in a positive light from an EU perspective. Of course, you know, the close relationships between Russia and China, remember, these are two neighboring countries, but also they're two nations that are kind of putting forward this idea for a multipolar world, one that is not necessarily controlled anymore by Western values and Western states, primarily the United States, but the idea of democracy, as well as these Western values that have been pushed for the last 20 years or so. Russia and China are now kind of setting up a counter narrative to that, and they're calling it a multipolar world. So from Europe, it's this visit has been watched, but so far there have been no big changes in the way the EU is going to deal with China in particular.
Kai, I mean, closer to Germany, and I laugh out of frustration. I mean, the French pension reforms have created a stink, and I mean that in the literal sense. You know, you talk with the waste removal services striking over President Macron's reform plans. What's the latest there?
Yeah, well, it really is a case of trash literally being left in the streets, because unions have been striking in France. They're very unhappy with the reform plans that President Macron wants to push through. And basically what it is raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but one has to remember that in France, the number of people who qualify for pension funds is grown a lot. The population has got a lot older, and this, according to Macron, is going to create a big deficit. And his way of changing the law around the pension plan, i.e. raising the age, has created a huge amount of negativity in France, because he used a specific clause in the constitution which basically allowed him to push through this bill without actually having widespread support for it, and he managed to do that, and last night he actually survived two no confidence votes. So it does look like this bill is going to go through. However, in France, as of today, there are huge protests that are engulfing the country. People are very unhappy with the way the French government has actually gone about this. The way they've had this, they claim that it's been a very unfair and tone-deaf way of which they've dealt with the French public, and we're expecting strikes to go through for the next foreseeable days.
Kai, listen, thank you once again for giving us an update on that, and I'm looking forward to see what the situation is going to turn out to be.